Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Joining us on the line right now, State Senator Chris Jacobs, talking about the vaping issue. You know, Chris, a lot of the news around vaping and what's being done has been done by the governor. And the governor alone, you guys haven't been in session to take a look at this. But what do you expect to happen when lawmakers return to Albany regarding vaping?
Good morning. I believe there will certainly be a lot of discussion and analysis on it, as there was last session. But I do think I've been listening with interest all the attention today you've brought to this important issue and previous days. I think we have two issues here. We have the immediate issue of these tragic deaths that are happening that we're not 100% sure the source of those deaths, but most indications are showing that they're from individuals using illegal, unregulated THC liquid that they put in these vape products, a marijuana derivative. That's a specific issue, and I'm concerned we're now putting vaping in a broad brush and banning it all across the board under that rationale. I really wish that this would be more of a broader discussion than using these tragedies as a way to kind of eradicate the whole vaping sector. Now, I've been on record on the health committee. I am very concerned and share Anthony Bellani, who we just had on from Roswell's concern about flavored vaping products and the problems we have with young vaping, and the statistics he said are alarming, 5 times more youth vaping than adults and so forth. That's a real issue that we need to work on legislatively, but I think it's a little unfair to be tying that into the immediate crisis that we have with these deaths, which are all indications are leading towards it's more the use of a THC product that's not legal and unregulated. So, I'm not 100% comfortable where this is heading and how it's been handled by the governor here.
Chris, should this be done state by state, or should this be done at a federal level?
Certainly, I know the president has talked about this, and it would make sense for the federal government to first really try to get to the bottom of what the cause of these deaths are, and then more the broad issue of such things as flavored vaping products. And I listened with interest a couple days ago of a vape store owner who's a representative of the industry as a whole, who seemed genuinely concerned about this and his intentions of his mission to serve vaping as eradicating smoking cessation. But unfortunately, I don't know if that's the norm. I do believe the industry is marketing towards young people, bubblegum flavors and so forth. So that's a legitimate issue that we need to work on. We don't want all our youth addicted to nicotine. But certainly I think the president is getting interested in this. The Surgeon General is, as it should be. But we really need more information on what is happening with these deaths before we kind of pass an all-out ban and malign a complete sector, complete industry, on deaths that may be caused by some people purchasing things that are not regular or are illegal, frankly.
There's a newer opinion piece in Forbes saying that legalizing cannabis might be the answer to some of these vaping concerns, seeing that a lot of the sickness seems to be coming from this black market, shadily made vapes containing THC. Do you think that discussion will be a part of that greater conversation in Albany?
I'm sure it will. I think the advocates for legalization of recreational pot, are going to use any excuse. I am against recreational marijuana. I'm certainly with further study. very amenable to medical marijuana, but I think that there's a lot more questions that need to be answered in terms of public health that I would have to be satisfied by before I would ever look at marijuana. And the other concern I have, both on the vaping industry and medical marijuana, is it seems like Big Tobacco is investing big time in these industries, and frankly, they just don't have a history of caring much about people's health.
And tobacco seems untouchable, right?
Oh, I think that, you know, we passed 21 age in Albany, so, you know, tobacco, I believe we're still heading in the right direction. I was concerned when Anthony Belani from Roswell spoke just on the radio show just a couple minutes ago about the uptick in youth smoking. So that's something that we have to worry about and try to figure out what is causing that. But smoking is a much, much smaller percentage of the population than it was just a few years ago. And I think that largely we headed in that direction as we move forward.
Chris, thanks so much. That's Chris Jacobs joining us, State Senator.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.